Antigone by Sophocles. Translation by F. Storr. Narrated by John H. Feskins. Argument. Antigone, daughter of Oedipus, the late king of Thebes, in defiance of Creon, who rules in his stead, resolves to bury her brother Polynices, slain in his attack on Thebes. She is caught in the act by Creon's watchmen and brought before the king. She justifies her action, asserting that she was bound to obey the eternal laws of right and wrong in spite of any human ordinance. Creon, unrelenting, condemns her to be immured in a rock-hewn chamber. His son Haemon, to whom Antigone is betrothed, pleads in vain for her life and threatens to die with her. Warned by the seer Tiresias, Creon repents him and hurries to release Antigone from her rocky prison. But he is too late. He finds lying side by side Antigone, who had hanged herself, and Haemon, who also has perished by his own hand. Returning to the palace, he sees within the dead body of his queen, who on learning of her son's death has stabbed herself to the heart. Dramatis Personae. Antigone and Ismene, daughters of Oedipus and sisters of Polynices and Eteocles. Creon, king of Thebes. Haemon, son of Creon, betrothed to Antigone. Eurydice, wife of Creon. Tiresias, the prophet. Chorus of Theban elders. A watchman, a messenger, a second messenger. Antigone. Antigone and Ismene before the palace gates. Antigone. Ismene, sister of my blood and heart, seest thou how Zeus would in our lives fulfill the weird of Oedipus, a world of woes? For what of pain, affliction, outrage, shame is lacking in our fortunes, thine and mine? And now this proclamation of today, made by our captain general to the state, what can its purport be? Didst hear and heed, or art thou deaf when friends are banned as foes? Ismene. To me, Antigone, no word of friends has come, or glad or grievous, since we twain were reft of our two brethren in one day by double fratricide. And since in the night our Argive leaguers fled, no later news has reached me to inspirit or deject. Antigone. I know 'twas so, and therefore summoned thee beyond the gates to breathe it in thine ear. Ismene. What is it? Some dark secret stirs thy breast. Antigone. What but the thought of our two brothers dead, the one by Creon graced with funeral rites, the other disappointed? Eteocles, he hath consigned to earth, as fame reports, with obsequies that use and want ordain, so gracing him among the dead below. But Polynices, a dishonored corse, so by report the royal edict runs, no man may bury him or make lament, must leave him tombless and unwept, a feast for kites to scent afar and swoop upon. Such is the edict, if report speak true, of Creon, our most noble Creon, aimed at thee and me, aye, me too. And anon he will be here to promulgate, for such as have not heard his mandate. For the edict says, whoe'er transgresses shall be stoned to death. So stands it with us. Now 'tis thine to show if thou art worthy of thy blood or base. Ismene. But how, my rash fond sister, in such case can I do anything to make or mar? Antigone. Say, wilt thou aid me and abet? Decide. Ismene. In what bold venture? What is in thy thought? Antigone. Lend me a hand to bear the corpse away. Ismene. What, bury him despite the interdict? Antigone. My brother, and though thou deny him, thine, no man shall say that I betrayed a brother. Ismene. Wilt thou persist, though Creon has forbid? Antigone. What right has he to keep me from my own?